Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I am your host, Dr. Joan, a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, founder of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, a Leadership Redondo alumni, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. My personal mission is to help people have their best life, no matter what their age. And I have to tell you, I am really excited because I've been talking about cannabis and Redondo and how slow it's been. And I have been giving city council and the city, I've been hassling them a lot. They're finally going to move forward. They have committed that they are going to bring up the topic of cannabis licenses every 2 weeks until it is approved. And that is a biggie because the last time, there was like almost 4 months in between cannabis being addressed at the city council. So that to me is a big step forward, and they really want to get it done. And I think they also want to get it done before the elections in March so that you're not bringing in a whole new, there's going to be like three new people, two city council people and a mayor that, you know, would not be on top of this subject. So they want to get it done before that. So what I'm doing, and I started last month and I'll continue on, is I'm interviewing companies that are going to be applying for licenses or are thinking of applying for licenses and that I really feel would be a good fit for the community. Because as people may be aware, you know, I was very instrumental in stopping a measure that would have brought in somebody, a company I did not feel was correct, and we want the right partner, the right business partner here in Redondo, because I personally want to see that it's good for seniors, that it fits in the community, that they're contributing back to the community, and that people see that a cannabis dispensary is so important for our community and to be providing services to the seniors and others. So, with that, I am really happy to have as my guest today a representative of the Artistry. And his name is Phil Del Rio.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for coming. He is the Vice President of Retail. He has 20-plus years of retail experience with multi-store operations.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. Yeah, he's not a youngster.
I'm not a youngster, no, not at all.
But he's worked for companies like Urban Outfitters,
right,
and Hustler, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Also, he's kind of almost a little local boy, to put it that way. He got his BA and his MBA from Loyola Marymount. Yeah. And so that's just up the road. In fact, we had a prior mayor was from, was it
Loyola?
West? Well, not Loyola, from the town. Westchester.
Westchester. Yes.
So that we do have people around.
Yeah.
And so welcome. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about the Artistry. And
It's yours. First of all, thank you, Joan, for having me. A little bit about myself. As you mentioned, I'm sort of a retail vet, been around for a while in the retail industry, and spent about a year and a half now with the Artistry. I love the cannabis space because it's sort of a new part of retail for me. As somebody who's done a lot of retail in the past, this is something a little bit more unique and special, and there's a lot of purpose there for me. In terms of the Artistry, listen, we have 9 locations. We just opened up 2 recently within the last few months, so that's super exciting. One in the South Bay down the road in Hawthorne, and then one in Laguna, who's also another beach area community type store. And the company's been around for about 4.5 years. We have 4 owners, all of which have been in the cannabis industry even prior to around the medical days, right? And they have probably about 40 years of experience amongst all of them. So we're sort of a newer company. We are special in that we not only have retail dispensaries, we also have lounges in a few of our stores. And all of our stores have art exhibits that change every three and a half, four months. So we think that we're pretty special, and I think that Redondo is, we definitely have our sights on Redondo, so very happy to be here with you.
Okay, yeah. Great. I haven't been to your lounge or down to Laguna Woods, but
yeah.
I have been to your store in West Hollywood.
That's our flagship store.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, yeah. It looks like, the store looks like it's like an Apple store.
It looks like an Apple store. Yeah.
And the lounge is wonderful because I've been to some industry events.
Sure.
Up in your cannabis, NCIA, the National
right.
Cannabis Industry Association,
right.
You know, had an event there, CCIA.
Right.
So I've been there, and it's just very, very pleasant, and except for the fact that there's no alcohol,
yeah.
It's all cannabis. If you could be going into any upscale lounge, which
yeah.
I like.
Yeah. We really want to put forth to the communities an experience, and I think that's exactly what the lounge and the art exhibits do. We're not just, you know, any old weed shop, you know. There's plenty of those out there, and that's not what we're there to do. We're there to provide an experience for our guests. So the lounge, people are able to purchase downstairs and then go upstairs and spend some time consuming and sharing their products with their friends and just really having a good time. We have games up there. We have some people just sit up there all day and work on their computers. You know, it's really fun and really special. And then, of course, the art exhibits that change every 3 or 4 months. You know, 80% of our artwork is local community, you know, and it's a real experience for our guests out there. And again, it's not just any old weed shop. I think that's what's really important about the artistry.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
Can I say, and that's really important because, especially as a senior,
right.
I mean, people have heard me talk about,
right.
I want a place that is in an area where seniors feel comfortable going, mm-hmm. that just feels like I'm just walking into a very upscale, you know, store.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that you're looking at doing the art,
right.
and you're looking at that, and, you know, tell me, go a little bit more about the art, and then let's go back
yeah.
into what you do, and then I want to talk about the design and what you
right.
do differently.
Right. So, again, the art is a huge piece of what we do, and I think what's great about our shops is that, you know, we are not a counter service type of a dispensary. We really like to guide our guests through the entire experience. So most of our guests are spending, you know, 20 to 25 minutes in our stores because they are being guided through. They're being educated by the different products, the different categories of products. And then they get to spend time looking at beautiful art, you know. So really, again, it's an experience for anybody who walks into our store. We are looking to do art shows in Laguna and in West Hollywood next month, where the artists will come by and actually go over their art, and we'll have some, you know, light refreshments, and just again, another way to celebrate the art that's in all of our stores. We do sell our art as well. So, and what's great about that is 100% of those proceeds go to the artist. We're not there to make money on that art. We're really there to show and help support local artists within our community.
Oh, see, and in Redondo,
yeah.
that's going to be big because
yeah.
we have Friends of Redondo Beach Arts
right.
are very, very important and very influential
yeah.
association here
yeah.
in Redondo. And actually, the prior president of it was in Leadership Redondo in my class.
Yeah.
Class is 08, people.
All right.
and so they were able to get money taken from
yeah.
given by developers into a public art fund, the John Parsons Public Art Fund. So they're very, very influential. So I'm sure that they'll be happy to be talking to you
yeah,
and
no,
helping curate.
We've been reaching out to the Friends of Redondo Beach already because what's important to us as we explore different applications, you know, we want to make sure not only is it a right fit for the city, i.e. Redondo Beach, but also is it a right fit for the artistry. We are not out there just applying in any city that offers a license. We're very strategic about where we want to open stores. We don't have to open a number of stores per year. We don't have to get to 40 stores by this time. We want to open stores that really, that we're a good fit with the community, and we can add value to what the community is all about. And specifically, we want to be able to join communities where there's a really vibrant art vibe throughout the community, right? They really appreciate art, and we've seen success with that in our newest location in Laguna, and we feel like Redondo Beach is that same type of fit.
Oh, well, yeah. I love that because especially since I found to keep the Esplanade beautiful,
yeah.
And there's beautiful mosaic art on the Esplanade, and we have a public arts commission, and I just see some amazing things that can be done on the Esplanade with the appropriate art. So
I love that connection.
Yeah.
We get very, you know, we're not... We don't just talk about supporting art. We actually walk that walk. You know, we have them display in our stores. We give them 100% of everything that we sell. We in Fresno and Oxnard both, we are donating to their performing arts centers often. So, you know, it's a real, you know, it's really about who we are as a brand, that synergy between art and cannabis. Mm-hmm. And there's, as you know, there's many famous artists throughout history that have used cannabis as part of their expression in art, right? And we think that there's just some amazing things there.
Oh, there's that synergy. And plus, even with the arts, one of the things is that we also have a very vibrant music community here in town.
Right.
And as everybody knows, I go dancing all the time, listening to the bands, and Jay, the program director here, has a band. So between the arts and the music community, there is that connection. And it's very interesting because when I go out, bring a lot of gummies, and the band members love it because they can tell who's been taking
the gummies
because they can tell by the way they're dancing and engaging.
that really reminds me of something. We just recently, a couple of months ago, we just opened up the store in Laguna Woods, and there is a huge art music community there. There's a very large 55 plus community in Laguna that is right next to our store. They had this amazing event where they actually had thousands of people. It's called Woodstock, and it was all about music and food and art, right? And they all dress up as hippies, and I know most of them are consuming cannabis as well. But we were a sponsor in that for the 55 plus community that's right by our Laguna Woods store. It's 18,000 people. We sponsored it, and we were actually on site meeting and educating the 55 plus community.
Oh, I love it, but I'm sure some of them could educate you too.
Probably, yeah. Yes, there's many of them that know a lot more than we do, for sure.
I didn't get to go to Woodstock, but my BFF, since I've been three, she went with her two sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was an event a significant event.
Yeah, it's a significant event. Yeah.
For baby boomers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fact that they did that, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, so speaking of seniors, tell me what you do with your store design and what you do especially for seniors, because I always talk about seniors and having the right store and having it be welcoming and et cetera. What do you do a little bit differently for seniors?
I think what's really important, especially with that community, they appreciate, not that other communities don't, but they really want to see an experience where they feel safe and comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we facilitate that as part of our brand is we, as you mentioned earlier, Joan, is we look like an Apple store when you walk into the store, right? So it's very clean, which is important.
Yes.
Everybody's in uniform, which I think is also important so that seniors can identify those people, right? We have bright open spaces, right? I think what's key about our type of model, we're not just a counter service type of dispensary. We take that guest from the front check-in and we guide them through the entire experience. So we're showing them the different categories of different products. What's very important with any community, but But, you know, with seniors, maybe more important because they really have, I feel like they just get the most value out of cannabis, you know?
Well, it's sleep, it's pain.
It's sleep, it's pain, it's aches. It's even anxiety. I've spoken to many seniors in Laguna where they talk to me about their anxiety issues, you know? And so it's very important that all of our team members are educated. They spend 4 days, four full 8-hour days being educated before they even step on the sales floor, right?
How many retail group establishments do that, or just even retail
right,
in general?
Right, right. No. It's a focus for us. Not only that, Joan, but we have brands coming in and out of our store 2 to 3 times a week re-educating our team members on the sales floor as well. So there's constant education because, as you know, cannabis is changing so often. So I really think that for us, it's really being able to answer all of those questions for the senior community that's really, really important. The other thing that we have just started to do in Laguna Woods is we're doing a monthly seminar with the senior community in our store. So we've invited the 18,000, maybe not all 18,000, mm-hmm. but a lot of them to come visit our store for a seminar. So we'll partner with different brands, have them come out, and we'll do a whole education for the senior community.
Well, plus, something you had mentioned to me is that you're actually employing.
Yeah, we are.
Tell me about that, employing seniors. Yay, seniors who want those part-time jobs.
The owners are very, they've given that me as I'm the operator, right? I operate all the stores. They've given me as a goal to make sure that we are hiring from the community. We want 80% of our community to be employed from the local surrounding areas. And in Laguna Woods, since we have so many 55 plus special amazing people, when you walk into that store, you're gonna see 55 plus, you know, team members on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're amazing, first of all. And I think it just makes the senior community feel a little bit more at ease. Nobody wants to walk into just any old weed shop like we talked about. And I mm-hmm. think that's what's really important for the senior community.
Oh, absolutely. Now, speaking of jobs, how many people, you talked about the training you giving your staff.
Right.
Now, how many jobs in general will store?
So typically our average store is going to be anywhere from about 45 to 50 team members.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 47 or 48 employed in Laguna Woods. We have about 35 in our new South Bay location in Hawthorne
mm-hmm.
on Imperial Highway. So, by the way, if anybody wants to take a look at, like, what we do and how it looks, because one thing for me to say, another thing for you to actually see it in person,
mm-hmm.
please visit our location, you know, in the South Bay.
Okay, do you know the address?
4756 West Imperial Highway.
Okay, good. Okay, so listen, repeat that again.
4756 West Imperial Highway in the city of Hawthorne.
Okay, so you can go check them out.
You can go check us out, yeah. We want to be able to show people what we do.
Okay.
You know,
and what are their salary ranges?
We pay very competitively. So anywhere from about $18 an hour to about $20 an hour starting. And then for higher positions upwards of that.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
now, and do
and
you
we offer, we also offer full time too.
Okay.
Most of our staff is we really believe in we don't you know we would rather have team members who are kind of focused and dedicated to our business that are there 4 to 5 days a week, right?
Okay.
And so 90% of our team members are going to be full time in our stores.
Okay, and what kind of benefits?
Depending on the store, we offer medical and dental. One thing that's really great is we have obviously a great discount. But the other thing that we're doing is we're offering all of our team members 4 hours a month, and we pay for their volunteer work, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
okay, excuse me.
Yeah,
Keep
yeah.
the Esplanade Beautiful is looking for volunteers.
Right? No, we get involved in cleaning. We get involved in educational. Recently, my group in Fresno, we're just at a food kitchen serving people that, you know, needed those services as well. So 4 hours per month for all team members to go out there and volunteer, and really we want that to be done within the local community. The other thing that we do for our team members is we do a donation match up to $500 per year for all team members. So
as far as if they give a certain amount to charity,
we will match it.
Oh, very, very nice. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful.
Right.
Not that I'm going to be promoting Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, but.
Right. No, exactly. The other thing I think that we really offer, and I think it really comes down from the top all the way down, is the reason why I joined this company, and I've interviewed with other cannabis companies, is our four owners are just really good people. And I think that resonates all the way through to our stores. We really care about our team members. We're very flexible with our work schedules. We understand that sometimes people have a doctor's appointment, kids to pick up, et cetera. It's a really good environment. We're striving to be one of the best cannabis dispensaries to work for in California. So I think that goes a long way as well.
Okay. And also, I know at least two of your owners are women of the four.
Correct. Well, we have one who is a woman, and then we have an outside partner who is also a woman.
Okay.
Who I think you're speaking about.
Okay.
The other thing that's really important to mention about this location and why Artistry is going to be such a great fit for Redondo Beach is that we have local ownership involved in this particular location.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A fellow by the name of Jeff Jones.
God, I don't know.
So he is a president and CEO of Quality Seafood. It's been around.
Oh my God.
It's been around for about 70 years, a legacy business. And he also just recently opened up the California Surf Club and the Beach Life Grotto.
Oh.
He's a local guy.
Okay.
And he is part owner in this location.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Now we have to stop for a commercial break,
okay.
But I want to go back because I love that local connection.
Okay.
So we're going to commercial, and when we come back, we'll be talking more to the Artistry.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. KeepTheEsplanadeBeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, but you can't drive high. Don't drive high. You can't run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, you're back to Your Best Life, and this is Dr. Joan, and I am here with Philip Del Rio from the Artistry, and we are talking about cannabis dispensaries in Redondo Beach, something I have been advocating for since 2017. Now, one of the things we mentioned in the last segment is that you had worked at Hustler for 10 years.
Right.
Well, people may not remember, even though I've said it at city council meetings, is I was the CEO of an online child protection association that was funded by the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we both come from a background where it's about child protection.
Right.
And that is like whenever anybody who's against cannabis, they go, the children,
right.
We can't do this.
Right.
So you know, and I know, what it takes what an industry, what a community, what a business needs to do to keep kids away from adult material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and you've done it with stores. I did it online.
Yeah.
Tell me about what you do to keep kids away and so parents feel comfortable that we're not luring in the children like some people like to talk about.
Right. Listen, there's some operational things, of course, that are probably fairly easy to explain in terms of we go through a pretty, I wouldn't call it intense, but we do go through a pretty intense check-in process at all of our stores just to make sure that the person that is coming into the store is indeed 21 and over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of our front check-in clerks are trained not only in what California IDs look like and all those different things, but also even out of state and international IDs. Because, you know, of course, you know, we want to make sure that we're not letting minors come into any of our locations. That's really critical. On all of our stores, my name is actually on the front of each store for any kind of community relations issue. So they actually have a name and a phone number. My cell phone number is on every store. So if there are issues within the community, it's not a question of who can we contact to discuss this. They know it, right? One thing that I found in my decades spent with Hustler is a lot of community members get I wouldn't call it worked up, but they get very concerned before a store opens, right? And most of the time, it's about communication and really breaking down what is actually happening and making sure that they understand if they do see issues or if they do have concerns, you can contact me directly and really keeping those open lines of communication open, right? We, in many of our location applications that we have processed before, we've tried to meet with community members that are concerned to hear what they have to say. I think that's a really key piece, and that's something that we would definitely do in Redondo, is actually get out there and say, Come talk to us. We want to hear your concerns. We have security guards 24 hours a day in our locations to really ensure that we protect against any kind of loitering or trash issues, because it's very important. Community wants to make sure that there are no crimes that are going to be happening, because they all feel like crimes are going to happen. And I can understand that concern, right? But by putting 24-hour security there, by making sure that we keep our properties really nice and clean, I think that goes a long way. And making sure that they know if they do have issues, who can we contact? It's Philip Del Rio right there on the window, literally.
Have you gotten those in the middle of the night calls?
You know what? What's really interesting is most of the concerns happen at the beginning of a store. And then when they see how we operate, how much of an elevated experience we are, how well secure and how well we keep our grounds, I never get calls.
Oh, okay, that's...
you know, so, and that, I think that really speaks to the fact that there's a lot of preconceived notions out there. I mean, let's be honest, that's, even when I work for Hustlers, like, oh my God, what are you going to do to our children? Mm-hmm. No, we do not allow any visibility into our store. They can't see what's going on. We don't let people just loiter in the parking lot, which I think is really important, right? Once you make your purchase, you need to go to your home and enjoy your products, right? I think that's we're a very strong operator at the end of the day, and I think that's what matters.
Okay, and now what do you also do? I mean, one, as you said, there's always this preconceived notion, and I always get so frustrated because when I was running the Association of Sites Advocating Child Protection, I mean, we got awards for the work that we did, our Restricted to Adult website label.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we were...
That's great work.
Thank you. And that's... And we were really proud of the fact that it was real. It wasn't a facade.
Yeah.
And we made sure that both parents and the industry both had, you know, a hand in doing this prevention. But one of the things that people have brought up is, and you brought up about the parking lot, how do you keep... What do you do to try to make sure that you don't get the black market loitering around?
That's a really good point, Joan. What's very key for us and what's key for me, as a matter of fact, I just visited the Hawthorne store before I got there, and there was a piece of trash in the parking lot. And I went and I picked it up before I walked into the store. So that's really about what we're about, making sure that we keep our parking lots clean and safe. We have landscaping in, you know, 2 times a month in that location and in most of our locations. So keep, if you keep your properties nice, clean, and presentable, you're really going to most of that activity is not going to enter there. And when it does, we have security guards that are patrolling our parking lots every 30 minutes.
Oh,
that's a
okay.
requirement on their SOP is they have to patrol the parking lots every 30 minutes to make sure that there's people that are not – didn't purchase and that are in their cars. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go. You have to leave.
Just like what happened, you know, with alcohol. I mean, I hate to
yeah,
say
right.
I mean, the cannabis industry is being held under yeah. such scrutiny, you know, and the alcohol –
Yeah.
You know, business has always had to be involved in this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, just so that parents do realize, first of all, we do not want your kids to be
no.
doing this. It is not,
no,
no it's no. not the industry's market, and no. it's not the ethical thing to do.
We're not trying to recruit your kids into our stores. As a matter of fact, our target customer is 40 plus. That is who we are targeting to come into our stores because we feel like that's our customer. And that's who's going to benefit the most from our products.
Oh, yeah. And being yeah. a 40-plus, 50-plus, 60-plus, 70-plus, I can stop there. And that, to me, I've always talked
yeah.
about the seniors. And
the other piece, too, that I wanted to mention, mm-hmm. Joan, is that we again, going back to education, I'll give you a recent example. In our store in Fresno, we had two groups over the last 6 months go out to the YMCA to educate children on drugs, including marijuana, right? So we're not only not wanting them to come into our store, but we're also wanting to give them education about the right decisions to make, right? And this is not a product that is for them and giving them that education.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very involved in the education of minors as well.
Okay.
So yeah.
And that is so important
yeah.
because, you know, that way you're helping the community and you're
yeah.
helping the parents. Because
yeah.
if the parents say something, they go,
right.
No, a teenager
right.
just goes,
right.
Oh, that's my parent.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
you have somebody from the industry
yeah.
coming and talking about
yeah.
it, I think that's...
You know what we're talking about.
yeah, yeah. And you're not their parent.
And they're not their parents. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so,
exactly. Yeah.
No, and that's so important because that will come up again and
I know,
again.
I know.
And
we deal with it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And you deal yeah. with it more than
yes.
I do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, we have to go on another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be continuing to talk to Philip from the Artistry. And I'm going to ask him why he thinks the Artistry is the best dispensary for Redondo.
All right.
So welcome. We're leaving now, but come on back because you'll learn more.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best EarthCast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live EarthCast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back to Your Best Life. This is your host, Dr. Joan Irvine, and I am here talking about one of my favorite subjects, cannabis, dispensaries in Redondo, seniors, and we have the Artistry, which is going to be applying for a cannabis dispensary license in the South Redondo. And we're here with Philip Del Rio, who is their VP of retail. He has 20-something years of experience in retail, so he brings a whole lot to knowing what it takes for a company to be successful in a community. So thank you for being being here.
Of course.
Well, I want to give you this opportunity. You've got like about 7 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, that you can talk. Ooh. Well, maybe make it five or six, okay. And then I can do a close. But tell me why the Artistry
is the best.
Why the Artistry?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one thing that I'll repeat is that we don't open stores everywhere. We're not applying across the country or even across California. We want to make sure that we are a fit with the community and it's the right community for us to have a store. I think what's a big differentiator about our business model or our stores is that you walk into our stores and you really see. And again, I encourage everybody that's listening to go down and check out our store in Hawthorne, because you'll see what I'm talking about in person, which I think makes a difference. We have beautiful stores. We have beautiful store environments, right? You walk into a store, it feels like it is a guided experience. And listen, Redondo Beach is an elevated community, and we deliver elevated store environments. They just look great, and I think that's what's going to be one of the reasons, not all the reasons, but it's one of the reasons why I think the Artistry needs a place in Redondo Beach. The other piece that's really important is that, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we spend a lot of time training our team members, and not only at the beginning, as I mentioned, you know, four full days before they even get on the sales floor, but also evolving training that happens throughout their course of their time with us. And the Redondo Beach consumer wants quality. We know that they want quality, and they want you to know what you're talking about when you're selling them products, right? Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we put our best foot forward by having the best well-trained team members on the sales floor. The other piece that I think is really important that we kind of touched on here is that the local piece is a part of what we're doing here. We have local ownership in the Artistry, a guy by the name of Jeff Jones, who we've talked about, right?
Well, and we peaked. Okay, so you're talking about quality seafood. You're talking about the Beach Life Grotto that just opened up in Riviera Village.
Right, the Surf Club.
The Surf Club, mm-hmm. which is going to revitalize our waterfront.
Right.
And, you know, and that Alan Sanford is behind that, and he's the beach. Beach Life, and so he has brought money and music to Redondo.
Yeah. Listen, I know that's very important for a lot of communities, and I know it's extremely important for Redondo Beach, is making sure that whoever they allow to open up in their community represents the community, and what better way to do that by having somebody like Jeff Jones involved in the project? I think that's super key, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you walk into any of our stores, we have a locally sourced section in each of our stores. So, and I think that, again, is important to the community. They want to know that they're supporting businesses that are local within that community. And so I really think that sets us apart. I mean, the last thing that I'll mention here is, you know, you guys in Redondo Beach, you don't need a weed shop. That's not what anybody in Redondo Beach needs. You guys need an elevated experience where you can be guided through the shop, where you have educated team members, where customers, especially the 40-plus community, feel safe. They feel like they're in a clean environment,
yep,
and that they're getting a little bit something different. And I think what we have to offer that's different is that, I mean, the artwork that it is in our stores is amazing. And like I said, 80 to 90% of it is all local from, you know, within surrounding miles of the location. And I think that's a great experience for Redondo Beach. I know that you guys are all about, you know, art and music here, and that's why this is a really good fit for Redondo Beach.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah, you know, as I mentioned, you know, I do know, you know, the Friends of Redondo Beach Arts, you know, because of the Leadership Redondo connection.
Yeah.
And they've done an amazing job,
yeah,
you know, of giving back to the community. So the fact that you would be coming in doing that, I think, fits perfectly into our culture.
It really does. And I think that's what's really key that you said there. It fits into your culture, and it's a great, Redondo's a great place for the artistry to be.
Okay, and also the music connection.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned that. I mean, there is music. I mean, I'm so sorry or bummed that the summer is over, because almost every night there was something, and weekends I could be outside dancing and all that, and so that's changed up. And I just kind of go,
next summer.
But there's still a lot going on.
Sure.
And so what else? I mean, you've been doing a lot of background work on this, because you obviously have a financial partner who's local.
Yep.
You know, you've talked to the Friends of Redondo Beach Arts.
Yep.
You're on this show, so you're going to be getting out to a million people in the South Bay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've done a lot of your homework.
It's a real project for us. You know, it's a real project when any, and I respect all the work that any dispensary does in applying for a license. But I think those that do it the right way really spend time to understand the community, if it's a right fit for them, how they can be involved, that they're just not talking about being involved, that they're actually getting involved even before, you know, a license gets issued. We want people to know, you know, what the artistry is all about before we even open a store. And I think that's important.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that I think is important for people to realize is that even though they're doing all this beforehand, there's no guarantee they're going to get the license.
Guarantee.
So, because there's going to be lots of applicants for two dispensaries, and you probably spend a couple hundred thousand dollars
easily just to get to the process.
To have the opportunity to be chosen.
Yeah, but I feel really, and again, that's another reason why we don't do applications everywhere, because it's not effective, you know, business to just be spending money casually if you're not really serious about an application. And I think there's a lot of dispensaries out there that will just apply everywhere, and we're not one of them. We want to make sure it's right for us.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, listen, Philip, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming down to Redondo and to be talking about what the artistry is, how it's different from the others, and just to get this information out to the community. Yeah. I want people to be able to, you know, if they research you or research other companies, then they can go to their city council people and go, hey, I feel comfortable with this.
This is the one, and
residents, you do have that responsibility to do that.
Right.
So take a look at what's going on. Listen to the city council meetings the next, and so that you feel comfortable and you can ask your city council person to, you know, vote for this one over another one.
Yeah, make a difference.
Yeah. So, well, once again, thank you so much for being here. I so enjoyed you as a guest, and you even shocked me with the Jeff Jones one.
I don't shock. I saved that one.
Yes, you did. I don't shock that very often, and I did on that one. So
great.
Once again, thank you so much. And I so enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be back. We're going to commercial, and I'll be back to talk about other things in Redondo.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
Your mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is the time when I discuss Redondo, and not discussing cannabis, believe it or not, but I want to talk about Redondo and things that are happening in Redondo. For example, and you're get ready for this, I always mention it, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, founded this nonprofit environmental group over 12 years ago. Well, guess what? We just had our annual community mixer on October 16th. And it was very, very successful. All the powers to be in Redondo showed up. A lot of legislators show up. A lot of people showed up. And we had an amazing silent auction and regular auction. I mean, some of the things that we had as far as silent auction items just have totally blown me away. The fire chief gave us the last of the six visitation or visiting things where you actually, four people can go and have dinner at the fire station and then a boat ride on one of their boats in the harbor. Now, is that amazingly cool? Then we also had the police chief gave us a ride along for the silent auction so that you can really see what our, you know, police department is doing, what our fire department is doing. We had mentioned Friends of Redondo Beach Art. Five of their artists donated pictures. We got tickets to the Beach Life event that's happening. I think it's the 18th of October, so people got that. We also had tickets that we were able to put up that Mike Ward of Village Runner is doing a Halloween concert right in the village. So, and just, I mean, many, many more. We were talking about music. Johnny Fuentes, who is an amazing drummer. He actually teaches drumming. He gave us lessons for somebody for the silent auction. And we have, you know, Athens Services involved. We still have Patty and Debbie, the mosaic artist. They give us items, and we have a woman donated a condo in Mexico. And, I mean, I could just go on and on. There's so many people who have been so kind to us. I mean, we have, you know, haircuts. We have, I said, the ride-along. We have restaurants that have given us coupons. We have, for all the dog lovers, Bruce Cameron, who wrote A Dog's Purpose, we have several of his books and then his wife's book, Catherine, on autographed that are there. And so we're really just so thankful to the community. And since I'm here on Healthy Life Net, the owner, Linda McKenzie, donated a psychic reading and also an advertising package on this station worth $3,200. So, and I don't have the numbers yet because it just finished up. So next time I'll let you know the numbers. But, you know, this gives us the money that we need to do our work on Keep the Esplanade Beautiful and do our community outreach. Also talking about, I mentioned Mike Ward and the Halloween concert. Halloween in the Village is one of my favorite times, because you see the families out there with their kids and they're all dressed the same and in theme, and you see these little kids are so excited about Halloween, and then all the adults are out there hanging out, and you know, now that we have all that great outdoor patio dining and such, you know, people are just watching all these people going up and down the street. It is just, and the stores give candy out. I love that. Then another thing I want to talk about is that there is a group, or there's actually a man, David Lombard, who has the Laptop Elf Project. And what he does is he accepts donations of used laptops and cell phones, and he refurbishes it and gives it to students and teachers. And then if it's a cell phone, he gives those to women shelters. He is doing, and all this is volunteer. So if you have an old laptop that you're not using, or an old cell phone that you're not using, please, 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 he needs those. And if you go to the Laptop Elf Project on Facebook, and also he has a website, you'll be able to locate him. But he's in desperate need of more computers and cell phones. And this is just, this is his volunteerism, giving back to the community, you know, giving to people who wouldn't ever have a chance to be able to get a laptop, even though they're in schools and all that. Yeah, they may be in Redondo, but guess what? There's other communities where the schools don't just give out computers, and they can give it to the kids. Also, there's another group that I've learned about, that it's on Facebook, and it's called Buy Nothing Redondo. It is through the Women's Club, and you can post things that you just want to give away. You're not using any longer, and you give it away, and people, you can make an arrangement for people to pick it up. So it's a way to pass, no, play it forward. You know, there may be things in your home that you're just not using anymore. And so go take a look at Buy Nothing Redondo. Then also there's another group. I always talk about music. There's another group, and it's called We Are One. And what they do is they have a fundraiser, and one has been at the Lighthouse, another one just recently, October 12th, and another one has been at the Shade. And it's put on by ABB Records, and it gives scholarships to these young kids that are getting into music. So they're trying to play it forward to the next generation. Then another thing I want to talk about that's very important, both on a local and a national basis, please vote on November 5th. If you're not registered to vote, get yourself registered to vote. And besides being, and not going to get political here, but you could imagine, since I'm a feminist and I support abortion, or women's choice to abortion, let's say, put it in that way, that you can pretty much know who I think is going to be the best for our country. However, there's also some local issues that are going to be on the ballot. And we have three bond measures. One is for the police and the fire department. One is for the school system. And one is for the Beach City Health District. So I'm not going to say one way or another of how to vote, but please educate yourself on these. And also take a look at the facilities. I mean, our infrastructure in Redondo Beach has been going downhill. Our waterfront, they're just starting to get that fixed up. And with the surf club coming and all that, that will be helping, because it really takes a private-public arrangement in order to do things. But also, when I went to pick up the certificate for the fire department contribution to the Keep the Esplanade Beautiful silent auction, I got to take a look at the fire station, number one, for the first time. And guess what? As Chief Butler was showing me around, he took me back to his office that had no air conditioning. He had to open up the door to the back parking lot in order to have airflow coming through. And, you know, that's not what we want in our community. We should provide better facilities for our people who work and serve our community. So please vote on November 5th. It's your responsibility, and we're lucky that we have that capability to be voting, and you can make a difference, especially on a local level. So I want to thank you once again for listening to Your Best Life. And know that I just want to thank everybody who listens to my show. I have, because of y'all, I have like 15,000 monthly viewers already, which is just amazing. And the audience is 70% women who are over 40 and have a higher income. And if this is your target market, you may want to consider advertising here. So please check me out on Ask Dr. Joan on drjoanirvine.com. If you have any questions, contact me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And so until next time, live your best life to health, happiness, hot sex, and now with what you have learned today, better Redondo.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.